We have two readings this morning. First one from Isaiah chapter 7, verses 10 to 16. Again the Lord spoke to Ahaz, "Ask the Lord your God for a sign, whether in the deepest depths or in the highest heights." But Ahaz said, "I will not ask. I will not put the Lord to the test." Then Isaiah said, "Hear now, you house of David. It is not enough to try the patience of humans. Will you try the patience of my God also? Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth of a son and will call him Emmanuel. He will be eating curds and honey when he knows enough to reject the wrong and choose the right. For before the boy knows enough to reject the wrong and choose the right, the land of the two kings you dread will be laid waste." The second reading is from John 3, 16 to 21. "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but people love darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that their deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light, so that it may be seen plainly that what they have done has been done in the sight of God." Amen.
Have you finished all the shopping for Christmas? Okay. Who hasn't finished the shopping yet? So you have to go to the shopping center, do the last minute shopping. And did you buy all the gifts for your family members, all those people who have done your Christmas shopping? Somebody said, no, not yet. Yeah. Over the last few weeks, I was asked by my sons to tell my Christmas gift wishes so they could buy one before it is too late. I didn't have any idea what I really wanted to. In fact, you know, I felt that I didn't need anything. And maybe I might be, you know, old enough to feel that. You know, it is true that material things become less important as we get older. Am I right? Anyway, because of the constant asking, I told them what I needed. So I'll have a Christmas gift, you know, one Christmas thing. I hope that you may get Christmas gift wishes from your family members. Otherwise, it wouldn't be easy to choose what to buy. Christmas is coming, just round the corner. We have only 3 more shopping days until Christmas. According to a website called find.com.au, it estimates how much Australians spend for Christmas this year. Guess how much? $18.8 billion. That would mean the average spending per household would be $969. So if you're spending above the average or below the average, you can't figure it out. The average spend on presents will be $471. The average spend on travel, $386. The average spend on charitable donations will be $41. And the average spend on decorations will be $40. According to the other statistic by Roy Morgan, during the Christmas season in 2018, Australians, this is a Christmas season, not only for Christmas, and Australians spent $51.4 billion retailers, including on toys, dolls, and video games, Christmas tree lighting, and other Christmas goods. Do you know that many corporations make 50% of their profits during the Christmas shopping season? Christmas is coming, just the corner, around the corner. Christmas is a wonderful time of the year. It is the time when families gather together. The boys and girls are all excited. The parents are busily getting everything ready. And one of the most enjoyable parts of Christmas is giving and receiving of gifts. So, what was the best gift that you ever received?
What was the best Christmas gift you have ever received?
Is there anyone who is willing to share with the congregation the best? Oh, just that?
I'd say best Christmas and birthday gift was from my parents. They paid the ticket for me to go to Tonga for 10 days.
Oh, that was lovely. I don't know whether you have seen all those photos on Facebook by Josiah, but he has been away in Tonga for 10 days as a part of his 21st birthday present at the same time Christmas gift, but he was sick after that. He ate too much food. Was there anyone else? You know, what was your best Christmas gift? Nalek.
Yeah, apart from Jesus, my husband is with us.
Oh, good on you. I was going to tell, you know, welcome back, Simote. I mean, if you don't know, Simote has been away for 4.5 months, is right? And as a part of his duty, you know, as a Navy chaplain, he came back this Tuesday, 17th. I hope you have already adjusted your life on land, not on the ship. Okay, Margaret.
Well, my best Christmas was 16 years ago when I received a new granddaughter.
Oh, absolutely, yeah, those the grandparents. To have a new grandchild would be the best. I guess I have to wait for a while, but... I'm not looking at Gina. I have an older son, Ben, you know.
Okay, I'll tell you. I have got many good gifts, the Christmas gift. I would say this is one of the best gifts I ever received from my son. My first nativity set. I used to buy one of these nativity sets, but I was not allowed by my treasurer at home. So I was waiting for this first nativity set, but my son, you know, out of his pocket money, he you know, bought this nativity set. So I was so glad to have my first ever nativity set. So this is my one of best in the Christmas gifts. I guess when we are talking about the best gift, and for some, the answer might be maybe ladies, jewelry, and for others, technological devices, you know, more Fitbit or Apple Watch or new iPad or something else, or maybe for gentlemen, new tools, you know, for your house maintenance. And also it has been said the best thing in life are free. If you agree with that, you might be thinking of quiet walk in the park, watching a beautiful sunset, spending time with someone you love, or watching a child in a moment of discovery. As I'm talking about gifts, I want to tell you about the story that I found. There is a story of a man who died and went to heaven. Upon arrival, he was given a welcome tour where he was shown many great mansions and wonders. Coming to one building with no windows, he asked to go in but was encouraged to not pay any attention to it. The man insisted on seeing it, and once inside, he discovered a huge pile of beautifully wrapped presents. Looking closer, he saw that each one had a tag with his name on it. Asking why they were there, the man was told, "These are the blessings you were freely given in life but never received. They are gifts you never opened and so never enjoyed." Oh, gospel reading today is all about wonderful gift of His Son that God gave to us. And we can find that there was a reason why God gave the baby Jesus. That is because He so loved the world. He gave His only Son, and that is not end. It goes on to say, whoever believes in Him shall not perish. In other words, shall not be lost, shall not be lose your life, but have eternal life. Life in God. Wow, what a graceful and promising statement. I think wrapped up this statement is the whole story of Christmas. This verse has been called the gospel in a nutshell. It is, and it has been called the world's greatest love story. It has been called the gospel of Christ in one sentence, but at this season of Christmas, I call it God's Christmas gift to you. The Bible says that God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son. You know, sometimes you give a gift to someone with a different reason. Sometimes we give for appearance sake. Sometimes we give to one person because that person gave a gift to you. But why? Why did God give His Christmas gift to the world 2,000 years ago? Why does God give His Christmas gift today in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ? Why? Because of the love of God. Because God loves the world. God loves you and me so much, He gave His Son. Through Him, we are taught the truth, we are shown the way, we are given the eternal life. Through His death on the cross, we have new life in God. Friend, I want to remind you today that God loves you so much that Jesus is given as God's love gift. That is the only reason that God gave, because there is love. God's love is not comparable to anything. His love knows no bounds, no waters can quench it, no tongue can explain it. A man says to a woman, I love you, that means something. But the Bible says that God loves you so much that He gave His one and only Son. Words fail us when we try to describe the height and depth and the length of the love of God. God's love is no ending. The Bible says in Jeremiah 31, yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love. There has never been a time when God didn't love you, and there will never be a time when God will cease to love you. The Bible says that God is love. From Genesis to Revelation, through the whole Bible, the action, the love of God is never ending. The message of the Bible is about the love of God for the people. When we preach justice, it is justice tempered with love. When we preach righteousness, it is righteousness founded on love. When we preach redemption, they are planned by love, provided by love, given by love, finished by love, and compelled because of love. When we preach the resurrection of Christ, we are preaching the miracle of love. And when we preach the return of Christ, we are preaching the fulfillment of love. The love of God is not comparable to anything, and the love of God is not changing. The love of God has no condition. Romans 5:8 says, but God commends His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. A little boy asked, son, if you could pray one prayer, what would your prayer be? And the little boy said, God loves me when I am naughty. It is true that God has always been tolerant and patient with me. So it is absolutely great for us to have a God who loved us and when we were sinners. The Bible says that when we were yet without strength, Christ died for the ungodly. God's love has no condition. Even if you say, I wouldn't have him if I could, God says, I love you. Even if you say, I'll live my own life, God says, I love you. God says, I love you, and I have a Christmas gift for you. God loves you so much that he provided for you a wonderful Christmas gift. When you buy your Christmas gift, you always consider the cost. In the Bible, it says that the cost of God's Christmas gift to you and to me was his only son. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son. People spend hundreds and thousands of dollars during this season on gifts. But no gifts can ever compare with the cost of your salvation. To become a child of God, to become a family of God. Why? Because salvation, to become a family of God, is free. It is the gift of God. It has already been paid for. But becoming, to be part of God's family is not cheap. It cost God his only son. You cannot begin to imagine the suffering, the pain and anguish that Jesus bore for us at Calvary. Everything that wrongdoings cost, Jesus paid at Calvary. All of the filthy, messy wrongdoings of all of mankind for all the ages were laid upon him. God so loved the world. That's the cause of the gift that he gave his only son. That's the cost of the gift. The condition of the cost is simply this, that whoever believes in him shall not be lost, shall not be losing their life. What are you going to do with this gift? If I were to offer you a gift today, you would simply reach out with your hand and take it. Well, you don't take Jesus with your hand, you take him with your heart. What is the condition of this gift? It is faith. Whoever believes in him shall not be lost. The Bible teaches that you are included in the family of God by faith and faith alone. Now, this is talking about the act of faith. In a way, faith is both a noun and verb. Faith is an action word. It is not talking about intellect belief. Intellect belief is not faith. That's why James says in chapter 2, what good it is, my brothers and sisters, if someone claims to have faith but has no deed. Can such a faith save them? Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to them, go in peace, keep warm and well fed, but does nothing about their physical needs, what good it is? In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. Whoever believes in him shall not be lost. It is talking about the belief of commitment, about trusting in, relying on Jesus Christ and him alone for your salvation. Taking your life with all of its sin and all of its problems, with all of its potential, and giving your life to Jesus Christ. Let me ask you, have you ever done that? If you have never done that, now I'd like you to simply open your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, receive him by faith, and trust him with your life. Then a divine transformation takes place. He gives you new desires and new power and a new destiny and new direction in your life. When he comes into your home, he comes into that life, and that marriage, and he comes into those problems that you face, and he makes the difference. He simply waits for you to ask him. The Bible says, whoever believes in him. You may be young or old, you may be religious, you may be irreligious, you may be good or bad, but this invitation is for you. Everyone is saved exactly the same way, and that's by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. What a grace. We must celebrate. We must receive it. I encourage you to open your hearts to Lord Jesus Christ and receive Him by faith and trust Him with your life. There is a Christmas song called Christmas Isn't Christmas. I told you this song some years ago. It goes like this. Christmas isn't Christmas till it happens in your heart. Somewhere deep inside you is where Christmas really starts. So give your heart to Jesus. You will discover when you do that, it is Christmas, really Christmas for you. My prayer today is that you may give your heart to Jesus Christ. So Christmas really starts in you, in your heart. Amen. As I conclude my message, I'm going to just play this song in a while, the musician to be getting ready for our last song.
Christmas.